This is Jordan Secchio. Today on Jay Secchio Live, President Trump issues a New Year's Eve warning to Iran. You are on notice for the U.S. embassy attack.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Secchio Live.
Iran-backed militia supporters have attacked the U.S. embassy in the Iraqi capital. President Trump now calling on Iraqi forces to protect the American embassy.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Secretary Pompeo very clearly warned Iran earlier this month that the United States would respond with decisive action in the event that these proxy militants continued to target our people.
And now, your host, Jordan Secchio.
Welcome to Jay Secchio Live, the final broadcast of 2019. The ACLJ is very busy. We will update you on this news out of Iraq. We'll bring in Skip Ash, one of our military analysts who served at the Pentagon, in the next segment of the broadcast to kind of update us on what is happening there. Is it a 1979 situation with our embassy being overrun like it was in Tehran? Or is it something that can be handled in a more peaceful way, but still underscores, again, the sectarian violence that Iran is promoting through this new Iraqi-based Hezbollah-styled group in a Shiite group that they are backing inside Iraq and now targeting the U.S. embassy. Interesting enough, it was Iraqis protesting Iran's embassy a week ago for their involvement in Iraq, and now Iraqi Shiite Muslims protesting and entering into our embassy through their militia group. We've gotten most of the staff out, which is good, but we do have a lot of servicemen and women there, so the situation is still very tense. We will update you on that. But as President Trump said, Iran killed an American contractor, wounding many. We strongly responded. That was on Sunday, killing 25 of those Iranian-backed militants. Now Iran is orchestrating an attack on the U.S. embassy in Iraq. They will be held fully responsible. In addition, we expect Iraq to use its forces to protect the embassy and so notified. To those many millions of people in Iraq who want freedom and who don't want to be dominated and controlled by Iran, this is your time. So we'll get an update from Skip Ash, one of our military analysts, calling from Norfolk, our office in Norfolk, Virginia, with major naval base there, on that story. But the focus again today, as we end the year, of course, is I told you yesterday that these two final days of the year, and now we're at the final day of the year, are the most important financially for the American Center for Law and Justice. And this day in particular is the most important day for the ACLJ financially. And I'm going to ask today, I did it later in the broadcast, but I want to ask today for people to call in even earlier. And everyone who makes it on the broadcast, I will sign a copy of my book, The Next Red Wave, for you. The sales went up for that, by the way, after I hosted Sean Hannity's show, and it was restocked for the holidays. So appreciate those who went out and purchased The Next Red Wave for friends and family as for gifts for Christmas. It's great for conservative readers, but we will get it to you for free if you call in and tell us why you donate, why you financially support the American Center for Law and Justice. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110, and we will take those calls throughout the full hour of the broadcast today at 1-800-684-3110. We're also going to update you on what the ACLJ has got going on right now. Yesterday, we kind of did a look back on some of the big cases and victories in 2019. Now we're going to be forward-looking into 2020, and it starts with, literally a filing at the Supreme Court on Thursday, the day after New Year's Eve, on the abortion admitting privileges case heading to SCOTUS. So, again, we are working very hard throughout this entire time. We need your support financially. I told you yesterday we needed to raise the next 48 hours, now we're down to the 24 hours, about $1 million. Well, we got to almost 500,000, so about 600,000 short of that goal. Donate today at ACLJ.org before midnight tonight. Before midnight tonight. And again, you'll be part of our matching challenge. Your donation will be effectively doubled. We have donors ready to match all those donations that come through by midnight tonight. It's our most important financial day of the year. Donate online at ACLJ.org. We'll be right back.
At the ACLJ, we remain committed to protecting life. Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in America, is killing unborn children and then selling their organs. Federal law bans the sale of aborted babies, but the abortion industry is exploiting a massive loophole. We're demanding Congress investigate Planned Parenthood's gruesome practices and close this loophole. And we're continuing our fight in court against Planned Parenthood, appealing a disturbing decision that backs Planned Parenthood. At the same time, we're engaged in key Supreme Court cases protecting life. We could not mount this battle without your support. And right now, your gift to the ACLJ will be doubled through our matching challenge. A $20 gift becomes $40, a $50 gift, $100. Stand with the ACLJ now in the fight for life, online at aclj.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Secular Live. We are live on this New Year's Eve. Take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We want to hear again from those of you who support the American Center for Law and Justice. This is the most important year for us financially. It's the most important day for us of the entire year financially for the ACLJ when it comes to donations. I told you yesterday, in those 48 hours, we need to raise about $1 million. We did close to $500,000. That tells you again, it sounds like big numbers, but when you're talking to as many people as we are and you're as big of an organization as we are, you can raise those kind of numbers, especially when you make these direct asks that we're doing, which we don't often do. So today, we need to hit about $600,000. Now, this is a great time to donate. You have until midnight tonight, but what you'll do, you'll go to aclj.org, donate online, and whatever you donate up until midnight tonight, wherever you are across the country, that donation will be matched by our donors. So $25 becomes $50. $50 becomes $100. $100 becomes $200. And we've asked donors to call in today. This is absolutely live. This is not like pre-planned calls. So I just put out an ask to say, hey, call in and let people know why you support the American Center for Law and Justice. What is it, one issue or two issues? Or is it the broadcast? Or is it kind of everything that we do at the ACLJ? What is it that drew you into the ACLJ and said, I'm not just going to kind of support what they do and check out what they do, but I'm actually going to financially support what they do as an organization? We are an organization that's nonprofit. We don't charge our clients. When we do work on government affairs on Capitol Hill, that doesn't cost anyone anything. We do that because of your support. We bring this radio broadcast to you because of your support. Let me tell you also, for those watching on Facebook and Periscope, Facebook had a bit of a glitch, so the push notifications for the show did not go out. So let me ask you, if you're on Facebook right now, to please click that share button. Let's get as many people as we can on the final broadcast of the year watching on Facebook, those of you who do watch and listen to our broadcast that way. So click share right now, and let's see those numbers rise because the Facebook notifications were not going out correctly. I guess maybe a New Year's Eve glitch. But again, share now with your friends and family. I want to go right to Skip Ash, a senior counsel with the ACLJ, but specializes in a lot of our military and defense affairs. Because Skip, with all of the work we're doing right now and focus on the matching challenge, I had to cover today this assault on the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. My question for you first is, we saw Iraqis protesting the Iranian embassy. Now they're protesting through an Iranian Shia-backed group that's like the Hezbollah. They're calling themselves a Hezbollah-style group in Iraq, backed by Iran, and they have breached through. We've gotten our embassy personnel out, but our military is still there. How do you see this situation potentially unfolding?
Well, right now we have to recognize that the United States is the biggest obstacle to Iranian dreams in the Middle East. Iran wants to have an arc of influence stretching from Iran through Iraq, through Syria and Lebanon to the very borders of Israel, and the United States is the nation that's standing in their way. And we're also the nation that has been reacting to Iran and their terrorist support by going after their economy. The Iranian economy now is a basket case. So recently, this proxy group of Iran has been firing mortar rounds and other types of explosives into U.S. camps and killed an American citizen, and the United States responded with a bombing raid on some of their bases, and this seems to be a reaction to that. But this is very similar to the embassy situation that happened around the time of the Ayatollah Khomeini in Iran itself, although in this case we have a president who's not going to be like Jimmy Carter. We have a president who is going to take action, and we're in a much stronger position in Iraq because we have people on the ground in Iraq already. We also have many military forces already in the region. So I think this is a reaction by a proxy group of Iran, but the responsibility lies exactly at the feet of the Iranian mullahs who are directing this, and therefore I think the president's going to take very stern action against them.
You know, we are going to be watching this closely. Skip, while I have you, one of the things we're talking about on today's broadcast is kind of forward-looking for the ACLJ this important financial day for us in fundraising. And one of those issues, I know you just got a response from the ICC literally on New Year's Eve, because we're looking to intervene in a situation where the ICC prosecutor is once again looking to put Israel in the crosshairs, and we are attempting to take action. You've got the response from the ICC that says they're kind of coming up with their rules for the procedures for the submissions, but we're already taking action yet again at the ICC. Tell people about that.
Absolutely. On the day after Christmas, we filed a request with the ICC for leave to file a friend of the court brief on behalf and discussing the issues that the prosecutor raised about Israel. The prosecutor definitely wants to go after Israel for settlements in the West Bank and other issues, and the settlements are absolutely lawful. They are legal under international law, and we want to go back and we want to inform the court about that, give all the reasons why the prosecutor should not be granted authority to do that. In this case, the response we just got back today was the fact that the Chamber of Judges has postponed making some decisions on this, and therefore our filing is now being held in abeyance until they make some interim decisions. But we were there. I'm sure we were one of the first, if not the first, to file. And I think so. We're just waiting now to find out what procedures the International Criminal Court is going to adopt, and then we're ready to proceed. So we're looking forward to that. We had a great meeting when your dad was over there speaking before them in early December, and now we may have another opportunity. This may only be in writing this time, but we're also going to be ready to give oral presentations if the court allows it.
And again, I'm holding it in my hands. For our Facebook and Periscope viewers, the Facebook push notifications didn't go out today. So if you're listening, watching, and viewing on Facebook and Periscope, I encourage you, click share now with your friends and family. It's our final show of 2019. And as Skip said, and I'm holding in my hands, we literally filed this December 26th, the ICC. I mean, this was the day after Christmas. So while other groups may be taking time off and maybe taking days off, yes, of course, we gave our staff Christmas Day off from the office. We have people passionately working on these issues, and I will tell you, it's not just that, but then the day after New Year's Day, so on Thursday, we're filing at the U.S. Supreme Court the brief on the abortion admitting privileges case coming out of Louisiana. So we're filing that brief the day after New Year's Eve. So we've got a lot of work going on at the ACLJ. Skip, I appreciate you coming on, sharing both about and we're going to get more into later in the week about what's happening in Baghdad, more about the ICC. But Skip, I appreciate you coming on this New Year's Eve to update people and just to let them know, too, that were doing this work right up until, you know, it was the day after Christmas and getting responses from the ICC literally on New Year's Eve. So thank you, Skip, for joining us today.
My pleasure. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Folks, we, again, this is the most important financial day for the ACLJ of the entire year. I told you yesterday we needed to raise about $1 million the next 48 hours, but now we're down to those 24 hours, and we hit almost 500,000, so we almost got halfway there. We need to raise about 600,000 today. So if you can, donate online at aclj.org, and your donation will be matched. I mean, let me just go to the phones. People are calling in about why they support the ACLJ, and I'm going to go right to those calls. Joseph in Colorado on line 5. Joseph, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Jordan, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Joseph.
I've been listening to you guys for about a year now, and everything that you do is just so awesome for our country. Taking care of these cases without charging, and the Pastor Brunson thing, that had to be incredibly costly. And just God bless you, your father, and everybody there at the ACLJ for doing what you do.
Thank you, Joseph. And let me say, you say you've just been listening for about a year and you're already donating to our work, and I appreciate that. And you're right in those cases with Pastor Brunson. You know, we don't talk about it because that's not why we do it. We don't say, oh, it's going to cost us this much. I mean, sometimes we say, hey, to do these cases, it does take resources. But it takes more resources than you could even imagine, really, when you're talking about freeing an American from imprisonment abroad. And again, I think it's just important for you. Ryan on Facebook just wrote in, I did not realize until recently that your clients are not charged for your services. That's even more of a reason for me to give. See, we have a lot of new people because we add new stations all the time and new listeners all the time to the broadcast. So they're learning about ACLJ. And Harry, that's one thing that's very important. It's core to our mission, just briefly, is that no one is charged when we decide to represent them and take on their case or their controversy.
I think that's absolutely correct. We do our work on a pro bono basis, and this allows us to advance, A, the mission of the ACLJ, but also the interests of our listeners. So I think it's a very, very important aspect of the ACLJ's work.
Folks, again, it's the most important day of the year. We're going to take a lot of phone calls. You're going to hear from people who, again, they're calling in on their own, and nothing pre-planned about why they support the ACLJ. You can donate today, be part of the matching challenge, aclj.org, the most important day of the year for us financially.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. At the ACLJ, we remain committed to protecting life. Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in America, is killing unborn children and then selling their organs. Federal law bans the sale of aborted babies, but the abortion industry is exploiting a massive loophole. We're demanding Congress investigate Planned Parenthood's gruesome practices and close this loophole. And we're continuing our fight in court against Planned Parenthood, appealing a disturbing decision that backs Planned Parenthood. At the same time, we're engaged in key Supreme Court cases protecting life. We could not mount this battle without your support. And right now, your gift to the ACLJ will be doubled through our matching challenge. A $20 gift becomes $40, a $50 gift, $100. Stand with the ACLJ now in the fight for life, online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. Let me read a couple more of these comments that have come in through our Facebook viewers. And let me ask those Facebook viewers, share the broadcast with your friends and family. The Facebook push notification that usually goes out to notify people, hey, the show has started, click on, did not go out today. So share the broadcast with your friends and family. But April on Facebook wrote in, defending the Constitution and individual rights are what ACLJ is all about. That's true. And it's why I support you guys. We thank you, April. Diana on Facebook, my monthly donation is by far the best spent money I spend. I know the money will be used to save lives and support religious liberty. And I think important there to highlight that if you're set up as a monthly donor during these matching challenge months, your donation counts for a match. Now, that doesn't mean that if you're a monthly donor, you can't add to that. Like at the end of the year, maybe you've gotten a bonus from your employer. You make larger contributions at the end of the year. So your monthly preset donation will be a matched donation, but you can also add to that. You can make another donation today, final donation for the end of the year to the ACLJ. This is the most important day of the year financially for the ACLJ, and again, it sets us up for exactly where we're going in the new year. And here's some of the places we'll be going in the new year. Yesterday, we filed at the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals a brief supporting the Trump administration against Nancy Pelosi and the U.S. House of Representatives on the border wall funding. That was filed yesterday at the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. Skip talked about the ICC filing that we made the day after Christmas, and we got the response today from the International Criminal Court. So we've got those going. We remain engaged in 2020 in the fight against anti-Semitism on college campuses. We just filed a federal complaint on behalf of our client, Hillel of Georgia, that's a Jewish student group on college campuses across the country, asking the Department of Education to investigate and determine whether Georgia Tech has engaged in anti-Semitic discrimination in permitting a hostile environment and other violations of Title VII of the Civil Rights Act. Georgia Tech allowed blatant anti-Semitic exclusion and harassment at a campus group event, attempted to conceal the offense, repeatedly and systematically stonewalled Jewish student and faculty efforts to address the incident, ignored two of the three complaints arising from the said event, and after a student conduct board finally found the campus group guilty on the one complaint they did hear, violated their own policies, and issued a decision on appeal, reversing that guilty ruling, allowing the anti-Semitism to continue unchecked. So we're doing something about that right now at the ACLJ. In 2020, we remain, again, in the fight to protect life. As I said, on Thursday, the day after New Year's Day, we're filing our brief to the U.S. Supreme Court on the admitting privileges case out of Louisiana, one of the biggest abortion cases the Supreme Court has agreed to hear. So we will be filing that brief on Thursday this week. There's also the entire Sixth Circuit has decided to rehear the case on the Ohio legislation prohibiting abortion of babies with Down syndrome, and that'll be a full en banc hearing that we'll be filing in as well. We remain engaged in our FOIA practice, and this also goes to life. We've submitted FOIA records requests to determine who is masterminding this Virginia amendment to make abortion a constitutionally protected state right in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And so we filed FOIAs there as well. We've done that in New York as well. And so that is going on. What's come in new to the ACLJ? And then we're going to get to your phone calls. In Illinois, a federal agency employee was instructed to remove a Bible verse hanging on the upper portion of their cubicle. They asked the policy governing workplace displays. The federal agency failed to produce it. All other employees were permitted to decorate the same place. No one other than our client has been asked to take down their personal decorations, so other people get to personally decorate their cubicles. Well, here we've got an update. The ACLJ sent a demand letter to the agency on December 7th. We've received news that we should have a victory on this early in 2020. The agency has responded to the letter and has agreed to review their entire policy. We will remain steadfast until that total victory is secured this next year. So that will be into 2020. And we just had a victory in Ohio. The ACLJ representing a client regarding her apartment complex's discriminatory policy prohibiting religious displays on doors while permitting all non-religious displays. So put up whatever you want on your door except for a religious display. Well, the ACLJ sent a demand letter to the complex. And get this, the complex has agreed to rescind their discriminatory policy and permit all residents to display door decorations without regard to their religious nature, and not just the apartment complex of our client, but on all of their properties that they own and manage. So again, you see how one client can impact all of these different buildings and all of these different policies. We have upcoming briefs at the Supreme Court on the ministerial exception case, on the abortion pill mandate, heading back to the Supreme Court, filing in that case as well. So much work ahead for the ACLJ in 2020, but I want to get to your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Lynette in New York on line six. Lynette, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
God bless you, Jordan. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thanks, Lynette.
I've been listening to and following the work of the ACLJ from before you were born.
I think I was 3 years old, Lynette, when my dad argued his first case. So I may have been born, but I was three.
Well, you were very little, because I'm just a little bit younger than your dad.
Yeah.
And I remember when he was working with under Case.
Right.
So you're little. Okay.
Yeah, very young.
At any rate, right. So I'm very excited to say that I've been supporting regularly, giving financially since 2000.
That is wonderful.
And I'm proud member of ACLJ. And the reason, one of the many reasons, in addition to everything that everyone else has already said, is that it's so exciting to have an outlet for activism.
Yeah.
To support what I believe in. It's nice to pray for something and tell others about it, but when you can give your hard-earned dollars and know that it's going to have positive results in such a broad range of ministries, such as getting persecuted people,
sure,
rescued and supporting the rights of people who are just trying to live out their Christian faith, and yet they're having the IRS, for example, weaponized against them. Or if you feel like everywhere else you turn, you're getting nothing but fake news, and then I can listen instead to this broadcast and hear what's going on, really going on, right at the moment.
Yeah.
And know that I'm able to see positive results with integrity. That's the exciting. And
Lynette, let me just say, and we're just coming up on a break, so that's the only reason I jumped in there. I mean, thank you for being a donor for now nearly 20 years. You've been a supporter. I know it's at 2000, year 2000 doesn't sound that long ago, but we're about to hit 2020. So you've been an ACLJ supporter for 20 years, and we thank you for that. Donate, like Lynette, at ACLJ.org. Be part of our matching challenge. We'll be right back, second half hour coming up.
At the ACLJ, we remain committed to protecting life. Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in America, is killing unborn children and then selling their organs. We're demanding Congress investigate Planned Parenthood's gruesome practices and close this loophole. We could not mount this battle without your support. And right now, your gift to the ACLJ will be doubled through our matching challenge. Stand with the ACLJ now in the fight for life, online at ACLJ.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live, and thank you for our Facebook and Periscope viewers. I can tell people are sharing this, and again, because the numbers keep going up, the push notification didn't go out on Facebook, which brings more people in so they know that the broadcast is live, and I'm sure some people think maybe we're not live on New Year's Eve. Well, we absolutely are live in the studio on New Year's Eve. So if you're on Facebook and Periscope and watching right now, click the share button. Let's bring more people into this conversation. I want to update you. I want to take Robert's call out of Maryland on line one because I want to update you on the situation in Baghdad and our embassy briefly because there is a new update. I just got on my phone in a breaking news alert. Robert calling from Maryland on line one. Robert, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, hi. How you doing, Jordan?
We're good.
I wanted to ask you, what further steps does the United States need to take, along with President Trump, to defend our enemy personnel and to make sure that Iran doesn't use this Iranian-backed militia in Iraq to promote and perform further attacks against our embassy in Baghdad?
Well, we are the news is just reporting that the Pentagon has deployed 100 more Marines in Chinook to reinforce the under-siege U.S. embassy in Baghdad. So we're sending, as Skip Ashford, we've got a lot of military in the region, so we can keep reinforcing that embassy. I think on the bigger picture, we have to handle the sectarian violence issue. We have to push Iran out of Iraq. There will be Shias and Sunnis in Iraq. It's been a country that has a mixture of both Sunni and Shia, and there is some sectarian violence that goes along with that, and that is historic. We've got to kind of double down on the protection first of our own assets in Iraq, and then second, get the Iraqi military to do its job. You know, we've been training them now for over a decade, and they need to be doing their job helping protect our embassy, but also fighting back against this sectarian violence. But as we just saw in this breaking news alert, the Pentagon is not taking this lying down. They are sending in more Marines, sending in more military hardware, and that may not be the last of it. That's just probably the first of it going in there, as they have gotten most of the staff, non-military staff, including our ambassador, out of Iraq. So a good update there on this news with Iran on this New Year's Eve staging this attack on our U.S. embassy in Baghdad. Does not look like it will be like what happened in 1979. But again, we're going to be following this all week. We'll be back live on the air on Thursday. We've got a special broadcast for you tomorrow for New Year's Day. But we'll be back live on the air Thursday to update you on that situation in Iraq, on the impeachment and all of that. But I really do want to go to those who are supporting the work of the ACLJ. We're going to do that when we come back from this next break. So hang on the line, Elaine, Daniel, Kathy, Nicholas, Rodney. I know another person is about to, their name's about to pop up. The lines have remained full. But Than, one of the callers, I think it was Lynette, brought up a tool that we provide people, not just a place, hey, it's obviously we always call for people to pray, pray for the right thing to happen, but we provide a tool for activism. You talked about that some yesterday. Some is technology, some is the petitions, some is the way you're able to file comments, and we're able to utilize all of that because of the resources we have, and your team's able to utilize it.
Yeah, that's right. It's been fun to hear people talk about why they donate to the ACLJ, but I particularly did like Lynette's call because, look, this is a layer that maybe sets us apart a little bit from some other organizations that people might donate to, Jordan. We try to use your resources in partnership with you. When we advocate on Capitol Hill, we actually take names of voters and constituents who have signed our petitions into offices to let them know that the people that voted them into office are staying in agreement with us, are advocating with us. And you're right, Jordan. We also use technology to let our members actually sign those regulatory rules that come out of agencies. We talked yesterday, Jordan, how one of the rules that HHS put forward, 10% of all the comments they received came from ACLJ members. That is unbelievable, and it has really been able to allow us to accomplish results. So Lynette's exactly right. We do need your donations. We also need your partnership. That's part of the dual strategy that we roll out here in D.C.
It is the most important day of the year financially for the ACLJ. Donate today at aclj.org. You're hearing from our donors. Some have donated for two decades about why they support the work of the ACLJ. Some who have just started donating this year. Donate today at aclj.org. By midnight tonight, your donation will be doubled.
At the ACLJ, we remain committed to protecting life. Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in America, is killing unborn children and then selling their organs. Federal law bans the sale of aborted babies, but the abortion industry is exploiting a massive loophole. We're demanding Congress investigate Planned Parenthood's gruesome practices and close this loophole. And we're continuing our fight in court against Planned Parenthood, appealing a disturbing decision that backs Planned Parenthood. At the same time, we're engaged in key Supreme Court cases protecting life. We could not mount this battle without your support. And right now, your gift to the ACLJ will be doubled through our matching challenge. A $20 gift becomes $40, a $50 gift, $100. Stand with the ACLJ now in the fight for life, online at aclj.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Facebook writes in, and we're asking our Facebook and Periscope audience to share. Click the share button on Facebook and Periscope to bring in more people to the broadcast, because Facebook's push notification that usually goes out right as the show is going live did not go out today. Probably just a New Year's Eve glitch. But again, if you could click that share button and keep these numbers up, it's important. I mean, we're talking to millions of people on radio as well, and I'm not trying to leave them out. But Terry on Facebook just wrote in, "I donate monthly because you guys stand up for justice and truth. Also, you fight for religious freedom and for life for the unborn." I mean, we do all of that at the ACLJ and more. I want to go to your phone calls. People have been holding on. Let me go to Daniel in South Dakota on line 3. Daniel, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I just wanted to let you know the reason why I donate, because you reach out to the needy, not only using your lawyer talent, but also you use your music talent, especially your dad, and I really love it. And I someday would love to join your band using my musical talents by playing either the bass or the keyboard. So that's what I wanted to share with you.
Well, Daniel, we'll note that, you know, the Jay Sekulow Band has got its own fan base, and it's got a lot of great performers in it. And as I said, I was going to announce they are doing a special performance at 8 p.m. that they've put together for a New Year's Eve performance at 8 p.m. Eastern Time tonight on Facebook, the Jay Sekulow Band. So check that out. I'll be hosting throughout that, and so coming in and out of that special New Year's Eve concert they've put together for you from the Jay Sekulow Band. And Daniel, I think it's what, you know, you said, use those talents to help so many people. And a lot of people that we help, because we don't charge, would not be able to otherwise, Harry, have legal representation. And certainly not the kind of legal representation that we're able to provide. I mean, they are getting the same kind of legal representation as the President of the United States.
I think
to put it bluntly.
I think that's absolutely correct. And I think if you look at the long record of the ACLJ, and if you look at the list of lawyers, and if you looked at the individuals who work in the Government Affairs Department, the ACLJ brings unrivaled experience and unrivaled legal talent to the fore. And so we are an advocacy organization, but we're an effective organization in part because of the people who work for us. But in addition, we are very, very effective in part because of our donor base.
Yeah, and we quickly, I think, went to action. Than, I want to take Kathy's calls and get your comments on this, Than. Kathy in Oregon on line four. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thank you for your timely communication and opportunities to take simple actions to defend freedom, like yep. Lynette said. I give to ACLJ because God has gifted and prepared and placed you to get and share the truth about what is really happening in places that we can't get, but these are pivotal places and cases. And God has blessed you with reliable contacts and a position to really make a difference and defend us in our freedoms, every place from the federal government all the way to our classrooms and yep. our communities.
Well, and Kathy, I want to let you know, too, that when we shifted from the Obama administration to the Trump administration and we saw allies of the ACLJs being placed in important position, whether it was Secretary of State Pompeo, Vice President Mike Pence, of course, President Trump, and then you've got people like Attorney General Barr. And again, we've got this special, unique role outside of the ACLJ. Some of us who are, and my dad leading that as the president's outside attorneys. Again, I think, you know, all of that has kind of come together. And I mean it seriously when I say, Than, that the kind of legal representation that our clients get is the same quality at no cost to them for these cases that we handle through the ACLJ is the same quality as the representation that the president of the United States chose to lead his outside legal team. And it's because of the relationships you've built, we've built over the many years in Washington, D.C., through the federal government. And so when our guys get in, and it had been 8 years in the wilderness, if you'd say, where we were fighting back against the IRS, fighting back against Obama and Holder and Lynch, but you come right back, and suddenly we've got the contacts on Capitol Hill. You pick up the phone right away. You've got the contacts of basically the head of every executive branch agency, every cabinet official we would need to speak to, including getting right to the White House when necessary.
No question about it, Jordan. That's a very important part of it. I would just make a comment on both sides of this coin. First of all, elections have very real consequences. But look, when allies are elected, people that agree with the positions that we've been advocating for decades, Jordan, that is not the end of the ballgame. That's the beginning of the ballgame. And our work is then taking the position of our members and our legal work to those officials, to those bureaucrats, to those elected officials who now do have the levers of power to show them where the statute allows them to advocate for these policies. So that's side one of the coin. Side two, Jordan, is what we've been hearing from all of these callers. And I can't tell you how gratified I have been to hear repeatedly from these callers phrases like partner with or make my voice heard in Washington, D.C., because, Jordan, that is really at the crux of what we do. Yes, we've got the expertise. We've got the legal training. We've got the government affairs backgrounds. We've got the connections to advocate and to push those things forward. But Jordan, the flip side of the coin is we need our members' participation in that through financial donations, certainly, but also then through using the tools that we have worked really hard to create using those resources to connect our members to their government. I mean, Jordan, we have a very special constitution with the First Amendment that guarantees its citizens the right to access its government. But if they don't know how to do that, or they're not willing to do that, that First Amendment is not worth very much, Jordan. We exist in that space to bridge that gap, to allow our members to access their government. And I'm really gratified that that has shown through, and caller after caller has mentioned that. Jordan, it's gratifying to me that the work is breaking through in that way.
Folks, again, this is the day, the most important day financially for the ACLJ. And as I told you yesterday, we need to raise about $1 million in the next 48 hours. Well, now we're down to less than 24 hours. And we almost hit 500,000. So we're almost halfway there as of midnight last night. So about 600,000 today. Donate today at ACLJ.org. Have your donation doubled. We are so busy going into the new year, both domestically here in the United States and abroad, at the International Criminal Court, our European Center for Law and Justice, our work in ACLJ Jerusalem, our work around the world for the persecuted church as well. Don't forget the pastor in India, the pastor in China in prison there, the pastor in India who has not been given his passport back, American pastor We're working on all of those cases nonstop. We work on those throughout holidays. Our lawyers, whether they're in the office or not, don't stop working on those case and situations. Donate today at ACLJ.org. Do it before midnight. Be part of the matching challenge. And let's start 2020 with resources larger than the ACLJ's ever had before, so we can hit the ground not only running, but running and being able to expand when necessary. When we need to add expert staff, when we need to add more people to our government affairs, well, if we need to open a new office or temporarily open a new office, to have those resources available is so key. And of course, to increase this radio broadcast, the reach of the broadcast, the quality of the broadcast, we're always trying to improve on it every single day. Go to ACLJ.org before midnight tonight, or go there right now at ACLJ.org. Donate today. Be part of the matching challenge before midnight tonight. Let's go back to the phones. Elaine in New York on line two. Elaine, thanks for calling in.
Oh, thank you. My main reason for supporting, and I've been supporting for years, is that you give me hope. I live in New York. It's a very, very dark, spiritually dark place. And, you know, the liberals here, they don't even see the light. And you give us hope that there is people who are sane. If you've ever driven in New York, you know there's no sanity in here. But you guys have done wonderful things. It has raised my spirits. My husband and I are both retired, but I donated yesterday. But I've also last month decided to donate monthly on my credit card.
Thank you.
Because I want you to know that I'm continuing the support. It's not just a one-time deal, but I support, you know, all of what you do. It helps me understand some of the things that I don't understand.
Yep.
In the political world. But I know that you guys are on the front line, and I want to support you because you are on the front line, and you're doing the work that I can't do as an individual. But truth be told, I bought your book online. I bought the Kindle version, and
that's
read
great.
It, and I know they're going
to send
me a copy.
Well, we'll get the hardback to you, Elaine, signed by me, because you deserve it, not as someone, just because you are a supporter of the ACLJ. But I love the fact that you became a monthly donor, but decided to make that extra contribution at the end of the year to be, you know, to have another donation matched. So you can do that as well. So do what Elaine did. And we appreciate you, Elaine, you know, with the source of information that we provide on this radio broadcast and through our social media and ACLJ.org. Let me thank Matilda on Facebook. She said she just donated. Thank you, Matilda. I saw another, I think it just passed through. I think it was Jeff. I'm not sure who said he just donated. Thank you. Go to ACLJ.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at ACLJ.org. At the ACLJ, we remain committed to protecting life. Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in America, is killing unborn children and then selling their organs. Federal law bans the sale of aborted babies, but the abortion industry is exploiting a massive loophole. We're demanding Congress investigate Planned Parenthood's gruesome practices and close this loophole. And we're continuing our fight in court against Planned Parenthood, appealing a disturbing decision that backs Planned Parenthood. At the same time, we're engaged in key Supreme Court cases protecting life. We could not mount this battle without your support. And right now, your gift to the ACLJ will be doubled through our matching challenge. A $20 gift becomes $40, a $50 gift, $100. Stand with the ACLJ now in the fight for life, online at aclj.org.
starting right away here. So for some radio stations, here I am. I am Talia. It's Jordan Sekulow. It's our final segment. I want to take all the calls that we've got. We've got five left to do of people who want to tell you why they donate to the ACLJ. Let me tell you, I didn't want to just make this a show about donating, though it is the most important day financially for the ACLJ. We update you on what's happening in Baghdad with our embassy. We will later in the week as well. But what's upcoming? Well, yesterday we filed a brief at the D.C. Circuit on the border wall funding. We are fighting back. We're supporting the administration against Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats in the U.S. House. We filed with the ICC the day after Christmas. They just responded to us on New Year's Eve. That is involving, again, a time when they want to start investigating Israel. We'll be filing on Thursday in an abortion-related case. This is the abortion, the admitting privileges for abortionists coming out of Louisiana at the Supreme Court. We're filing that the day after New Year's Eve. I mean, this is just the work going on right now in these next few days. The FOIA practice, we just submitted FOIA records request to determine who's masterminding the Virginia Amendment to make abortion a constitutionally protected right. We've got a victory almost to announce in Illinois out of a federal government agency that said, hey, you can decorate your cubicle however you want, except if it's religious. We've got them to review their entire policy. I think we're going to have a big victory there in 2020. And a victory in Ohio where people were allowed to decorate their doors in these apartment buildings unless it was religious. Well, now they got our demand letter and they've rewritten their policy, not to say you can't decorate your doors at all, but to say you can decorate your doors, they can be religious. And by the way, we're changing the policy, not just for the building that the client who contacted us is in, but for all of the buildings we own and manage. So that one client affecting all of the buildings and all of that are managed in Ohio. We've got upcoming briefs at the Supreme Court on the ministerial exception. We've got an upcoming case on the abortion pill mandate. That's heading back to the Supreme Court again as well. So there is so much ahead for the ACLJ and, of course, the impeachment issue. Is there going to be the trial? Some of us may be involved in that as members of the president's legal team. We don't have dates on that yet, but maybe we will next week. Maybe we won't. I'm going right to the phones. We're going to get through all of those of you who want to tell your story about why you donate to the ACLJ. You just have to do it quickly because we're in our final segment of the final show of the year. Nicholas in Virginia on line five. Nicholas, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you, Jordan. I called to let you know the reason I support the ACLJ first was for the positions you take on right-to-life issues.
Yeah.
I think that's the most important issue facing the country. And secondly, because you also defend the Constitution the way it was written and intended. This is the basic, without the right to life, you don't have any rights. And our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence set forth the ideals of the American society.
Yeah.
And I think we need to get back to it. And
well, Nicholas, let me just thank you for your support for the ACLJ. The life issue is the number one issue for the American Center for Law and Justice when it comes to our supporters. And I will tell you, we have a team of attorneys dedicated to that issue on multiple fronts. We had a big victory in Iowa striking down an anti-life speech statute. And the statute was completely struck down as unconstitutional. It was used to criminally go after our clients who were giving a pro-life message outside of abortion clinics in Iowa. We won that case, and not only did we win for purposes of the statute being as applied to them, the court there in Iowa struck down the entire statute. We work on Capitol Hill on pro-life legislation, as Stan has mentioned, the Title X defunding of Planned Parenthood. And, of course, the case at the Supreme Court we're filing on Thursday, at the Supreme Court on the admitting privileges case. And we're still fighting Planned Parenthood out in California with the Center for Medical Progress, the videos cases as well. So we're engaged in all aspects of the fight for life at the ACLJ legislatively when it comes to life and when it comes to the actual procedures themselves, and also defending pro-life pregnancy centers. I don't want to forget that as well. So important that we would do that as well. Let me go right back to the phones. Let's go to Marciela in Texas on line three. Marciela, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, thank you for taking my call and a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And first, I just want to encourage every listener to support the ACLJ.
Thank you.
And I just became a supporter this year. And I just want to say thank you for fighting for the truth of America and giving the facts of what's going on in the world. And thank you so much. And I pray that you meet more than your challenging match. God bless.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Marcella, and Happy New Year to you. And it's great to hear from people who have been donating for a long time. People have just started donating this year. And you see that for some, the broadcast, what we're able to bring to you each day through Jay Sekulow Live, through What's Next, and through social media to keep you updated on the news and facts is very important to people in a time where there's so much media. You know, what should I be paying attention to, and what's not getting covered by the media that I care about? That's what we try to do at the ACLJ, so we appreciate that, Marcella. If you want to donate, again, you have until midnight tonight to be part of the matching challenge, most important financial day of the year for the ACLJ. Donate now, ACLJ.org. Your donation effectively doubled. It will be matched. Let's go to Carolyn in Texas on line one. Carolyn, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello, and thank you so much for all that ACLJ does, especially everything included, but especially for the persecuted Christians around the world. We lived in China and Taiwan, and we know a number of people in Pakistan, et cetera, that are experiencing persecution. Yep. So we feel strongly about that, and we continue to contribute to your ministry.
Thank you so much, Carolyn. You know, we had a big victory. We have an office in Pakistan. We had a big victory there where there was a Christian family in what they call involuntary servitude, that is slavery, by a Muslim landowner. And we got that family freed by using the Pakistani court system. So that takes resources. Those are like criminal cases that you've got to go through, and civil cases you've got to go through in the Pakistani legal system. And a lot of times people don't realize we've got this full operation going on in Pakistan. But people like you, Carolyn, do. We've got a pastor imprisoned in China right now. We're trying to get home to the United States. A pastor who is not being able to leave India right now. We're trying to get home to the United States. So we thank you for your support. Ken in Nevada on line four. You're on the air.
Yes, Jordan. God bless the ACLJ and God bless America. And we were thrilled, my wife and I, in 2007 to stand with you and your family in Israel in the ACLJ tour at that time. We were thrilled. And one of the reasons we've contributed to the ACLJ for more than 20 years and been listening since the 1990s is that we trust the ACLJ to always, always support Christian values in everything you do. God bless you, Jordan.
You know, I think that underscores, and Ken, thank you so much for that endorsement and for your support. I think it underscores everything we do is the values underneath it. If you look at the cases that we take on through the ACLJ, they all kind of interconnect into the same values of life, liberty, freedom, whether that's here in the United States or around the world. And we say life, we mean protecting the life of the unborn as well. Final call of the day, Ruth. Very quickly, I want to get you in here from Missouri on line six. You got about 15 seconds, Ruth.
Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say that I listen to you regularly, just because I feel like I'm getting the truth when I'm listening to you. And I've mailed my contribution in.
Hey, Ruth, mailing your contribution, people got mail. I know as of just last week, even today, about those contributions. So if they get mailed out today, if you get the mail and you send it in today and it's postmarked today, it counts towards today's matching challenge. So, Ruth, I appreciate you reminding people about that. It's a great final call, too, for those who send their donations through the mail. Donate today at ACLJ.org. Help us hit our goal.
At the ACLJ, we remain committed to protecting life. Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in America, is killing unborn children and then selling their organs. We're demanding Congress investigate Planned Parenthood's gruesome practices and close this loophole. We could not mount this battle without your support. And right now, your gift to the ACLJ will be doubled through our matching challenge. Stand with the ACLJ now in the fight for life, online at ACLJ.org.